Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. And this week's going to be a little different from our routine. Normally we study the Bible together, and we have a weekly rhythm that helps us do that. But this week we're going to do a one-week pause from our routine to talk a little bit about where we are as a community and to have an opportunity for me to hear from you. Maybe you think of us mostly as a mobile app and website where you can just kind of consume some content, but we really have a higher goal for this. We really want to see a community forming out of Redeem the Commute. So as we explore what it means to follow Jesus as individual people, we also want to make sure we're connected to others who are doing the same. And that even though we're a community of scattered and busy people, often commuting, we want to make sure that we take time to gather with others. And that doesn't just mean, you know, going to a church service on Sunday. There's a lot more to it. And so as we try to become a community, we want to be clear on what we're committed to as a community of people learning to follow Jesus together. So we're going to look this week, over the 5 days of this week, Monday to Friday, at five commitments that we should have as a community. First of all, growth in discipleship and learning together. Being committed to groups and community. Committed to generosity with our resources, committed to grace and lifestyle, and committed to God in worship. Well, so far this week we've talked about our commitments as a community to growth and discipleship, to groups and community, to generosity with our resources, and today we're going to talk about a commitment to grace in our lifestyles. That Christian faith isn't meant to be just transforming our thoughts and our ideas and sort of an educational opportunity, but that it's meant to be transforming the way we live. Well, grace is one of the most important things to Christian faith. It's not just an idea and a doctrine. It's meant to be a way of life. Because grace is what differentiates Christianity from any other religion on earth. Some people contrast it as the difference between do and done. Where many systems of thought and religions in the world will tell you what you need to do to make yourself right with God, Christian faith is all about what God has already done to make things right, what He's done for us. Some people contrast the difference between grace and mercy as well, where mercy is when you don't get what you deserve, and grace is when you get what you don't deserve at all. It's an incredible outpouring, a free gift from God. That's what grace is. In our Christianity 101 course, we describe it using these letters, G-R-A-C-E, grace. It's God's riches at Christ's expense. It's a recognition that when Jesus died on the cross for us, He was giving us an incredible gift, an opportunity to know God once again. Have that close personal relationship with Him that we were originally created for, but all threw away as a human race when Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden rebelled against God and tried to usurp His power. This is great news for us because generally our thoughts about Christian faith and religion can turn to works, what we need to do to get right with God. We can get really consumed by thinking about what we need to do. What laws do we need to follow? How perfect do I need to be? How much do I need to give? How often do I need to pray? And so on, in order to somehow earn God's favor. But Christian faith is based on grace that says you can never do enough of those things to actually make yourself right with God. Only God can do that. Only God can live that perfect and holy life. And only God can help us reconnect with Him. If you've never really learned about grace before, I'd encourage you to look at our Christianity 101 course. We deal with the topic of grace quite a bit, and it's one of my favorite topics to teach about. So please do check it out, because it's what Christian faith is built on. In fact, the very first Christians following Jesus after His death and resurrection were really a community known for their love and their grace. They were observed caring for people they didn't need to care for, people that nobody else was willing to care for. The sickest of the sick were being cared for by Christians, and that's what really stood out to people. Now we want Redeemer Church, forming out of Redeem the Commute, to be a community known for that same kind of grace and love and compassion for others that we've talked about here. We want to be known for our generosity, like we already talked about this week. We want people to ask questions and say, what motivates these people? What kind of a story could lead them to live lives that are so grace-filled and so generous? Now, your task for today, if you don't have much time, is really simple. Open our mobile app or website, and you'll find a link to a very simple story form where I want you to tell me your story of how grace has transformed you, of how grace has become a part of your life. Where did you first learn about it? Where did you first experience it from others? And how have you started showing grace to others after you experienced it yourself? Just tell me your story there of that, especially if Redeem the Commute has played a part in that story of grace. Love to hear that story from you. And if you have a little bit more time, I'd love to meet you in person and hear your story of grace over coffee. You can join me tonight, Thursday, July 23rd at 4 p.m. at the Starbucks that's inside the Chapter store in Ajax. Love to hear that story from you online or in person. The internet's so anonymous, so unless you reach out and tell me your story, I'll never know it. And your story might really encourage us to keep going and doing the work that we do here at Redeem the Commute. So, have a great evening, and I'll see you tomorrow when we won't do our usual prayer and reflection, but we'll look at the final commitment that we want to have as a community, a commitment to God in worship. So, see you tomorrow.